Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin, the Gemara says, Lama Toikin b'Rosh Hashanah. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Toikin b'Rosh Hashanah. And the emphasis, this Gemara is part of a series of questions that prior the Gemara asked, why do we eat Dafka Matzah on Pesach? Because Pesach is the Zman that we need it on Tvua. We menasach Mayim on Sukkis because it's Nidin ala Mayim. And it's part of a series of the various Yomim Toivim that the Inyonim of that Yom, if we do P'ulois, mitzvahs, that are Meshach Shaychi to the Inyon. And one would assume, Lama Toikin B'Rosh Hashanah, and it would say, whatever the reason is for the Tkiyas and Rosh Hashanah, the Adam is Nidon, it's the Gemara says, Be'emes Kivan de Lizikaran, Kilifnim Domi, by blowing shofar, it's as if we're standing Oymed Lifnei Hashem. So we should say something along those lines. It's part of the Gemara's giving us all the other Yomim Toivim as well. And yet, the Gemara's Loshin very modna. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Lama Toikin B'Rosh Hashanah. Lama Toikin Rachmana Amar Tiku. The Gemara takes us back. Boseis, the Torah state. You could have said the same thing by Matzah and Mayim of Sukkis and all the other ones also. You want to go with the attitude of Rachmana Amar Tiku. The Eberstadt Geisen, the Eberstadt Geisen. That's by all the Yomim Toivim. It's Bazunder over here by Rosh Hashanah. Lama Toikin Rachmana Amar Tiku. The emes is, it's brought down in Sfarim, that the Tkiyas on Rosh Hashanah, Be'emes, is Ma'orer Din. It's Maver HaKadosh Baruch Hu from Kisei Rachimim to Kisei Din. Nor HaGufa, is an interesting pshat. HaGufa, that, why do we do it? Rachmana Amar Tiku. Yes, in spite of the fact that Be'emes, it's Ma'orer Din. But we do it because it's a Gzeiras Melech. That's why Shofar is Ma'orer Rachimim. Dafka, because Klal Yisrael is Muchan. Lamrot, in spite of the fact that it's Ma'orer Din to do it, Lama Toikin, Rachmana Martiku. That's all I pshat in the Gemara. I think some Sefer says al derech zeh. But then the emes is the Gemara continues. The Gemara said, okay, so why was I asking Bechlal? So the Gemara says, no, Elalama Meirin. Why do we do Trua? Because the truth is, it doesn't say Tekiah. It doesn't say Tekiah Bechlal in the Torah in reference to Rosh Hashanah. It says Yoim Trua. By Yoivel it says Tekiah. And there's a Gzeres Shava. The Gemara learns out, there's actually a pasuk in Tehillim, Tiku, Bechoy de Shofar. But the Yom Tov that's Behalten, it's the only Yom Tov that's at the Tchilas HaChodesh, all the Yom Tovim are in the middle of the month. Mamish the middle, Tezvav, or Akoponim, Etzeres, Pa'amim Hei, Pa'amim Vav, Pa'amim Zayin, Besivan. Aber Rosh Hashanah is Bakesa, it's Behalten. So the Gemara says, Lama Merian, Rachmanam Rezichron Trua. It could have also said Yoim Trua, I don't know why the Gemara quoted that one. El Lama Toikin Merian Kishen Yoishvin, Vitoikin Merian Kishen Aimdin. The Gemara says, no, what we meant to ask, which is Mamish not in sync with the series of that the previous Gemara had asked, Lama Oichlin Matzav, Lama Menaschim Mayim. Okay. But the Gemara goes into a new issue of Lama Toikin, the Miriam Kishem Yoishvin, the Toikin, the Miriam Kishem Oimdin, Kedela Arbe Vesasot, and Balt Mazbrazim, what that means. But, Lugufa Tel Dvorim, there's a famous Rambam, everyone quotes, and the Rambam is not in Hilchas Shofar Ki Yadua, the Rambam is in Hilchas Tshuva. And it's it goes together with this Gemara. The Rambam in Hilchas Tshuva writes, Afal Pishet, Paragimel, Afal pi shetkiya shofar b'Rosh Hashanah gzeiras melechu. Remez yesh b'davar uru yishenim yishinaschem. The Rambam is bavarning. In Hilchas Shofar, garnish gezogt. In Hilchas Shofar, lama toikin b'Rosh Hashanah. Rachman amr tiku. And even in Hilchas Tshuva, when he's bavarning it, it's with a preface. Be'emes gzeiras melechu. Nor b'chol zayis remez yesh b'davar. It's yidua, in many machzorim it's brought down, that Rav Sadia Goin brings down that there are ten reasons for shofar on Rosh Hashanah, to name a few, to be ma'orer for tshuva, to be mazgir har Sinai, to be meramez on tchias hamesim. He brings another pshat, hayitok shofar be'ir va'om lo yecharodu, that's a bazundar of art, charod, lav dafka for tshuva, charod, zeichel l'churban. Another pshat is it's a yom hamlocha, when you coronate a king, there's trumpets, there's Usruas Melech Boy, there's Asif Rosh Hashanah, there's the various inyanim Rav Sadia Goin brings, amongst them also Taka Tshuva. But again, we're saying, Be'emes the Yisoid is Rachman Amar Tiku. There's another pshat that it's Zecher La'akeda. And how is it Mazgir the Akeda? This forum explained, maybe it's a code, they give a mushal. Someone once did a very big toiva to the king, and the king promised him years later, if years later he needs him, he'll be able to, he'll have an in by the melech. And then later on, there's a problem, there's taka, an issue, if something wasn't kehoigin, and he needed to poil by the melech, but it wasn't pasha to get in. But this was a secret code. The tekiah is a bazundara, hidden Morse code, Ruchni Yisdik and Morse code, Tekiya, Trua, Shvar, that only between Klal Yisrael and the Rabban Shalom, it's a mazkeres to that union of the Akedah, and no one else could understand it. It's a direct connection. It's a direct contact. A telephone that's direct, nor between Klal Yisrael and the Rabban Shalom. There's other inyanim that maybe the same way Avraham Avinu was Kaivish Rachamov, so HaKadosh Baruch also should be Kaivish Rachamov, Lashon of the Tefillah we say. That's another inyan that it's masker the Akedah. Abu B'chalif and the Gemara says that we're talking about something else. What we were asking was, Lama Toikin Kishen Yoishvin, the Toikin Kishen Oindim, Kedela Arbevis Asatan. It happens to be, it's a big machlaikish Rishonim. What does the Gemara mean? Lama Toikin Kishen Yoishvin, the Toikin Kishen Oindim. Many Rishonim learn that what the Gemara is referring to is that we know, this is really a long process, I'll try to do it, Pekatzara. The Torah just says to do a Teruah. Mid the Oiraisa, spitz in the Nakuda. We're going to try to get from 0 to 100. From 1 to 100. The Torah says to blow a teruah. A teruah. Yoim teruah. One teruah. That's the deraisa. Blow a teruah. But then there's a gzeirah shavah from Yoivel. That a teruah is always supposed to be sandwiched between two tekiyas. A yalfusa from Yoivel. Okay. Then there's another issue because there's three ways the identity of a teruah. Kemedubar labayos. Is it a shvarim? That's one way of crying. A tzura of bechi. Or is it teruah? Another tzura of bechi. Or Shvarim Teruah. And the Gemara of Avarim, there's no option of Teruah Shvarim. That's not a Tzura of Bechi. So we have those three Yifanim of Teruah, each one of them multiplied by a Tkiah in the beginning, a Tkiah at the end. Then there's a Messiah that is supposed to be the Raisa of saying Psukei, Malchus, Echoinus, and Shoifers. And we do the Tkiah, Teruah, Tkiah with its three Yifanim on Malchus, Echoinus, and Shoifers. There's even some Rishonim that hold Hagufa. Malchus gets a Shvarim Teruah, Zechoinus gets a Shvarim, and Shoifers gets a Teruah. But we do differently. We do all three by all three. And it's processing. We're going to eventually get to 100. Toil knows how we get to 100. But many Rishonim learn that the Gemara is Mavur over here, that before Musaf, pre-Musaf Tekiyas, that we blow 30, we call it 30 Tekiyas, three sets of Tashrat, Tashat, and Tarat, that's called 30, because Tashrat is called 4, not 3. And we get Tekiyas. According to many Rishonim, that's what the Gemara is referring to. Lama Toikin Kishahin Yoishvin. Why do we do Tekiyas when we're sitting? Well, it's not avdafka sitting. There are those that actually sit by those tekiyas. Many don't. We stand. But even if we're standing, you understand that it's called the tekiyas of sitting. It's not like by davening we stand. It's you're sitting. Actually, in some machzorim, it even says tashrat, tarat, and then it says shave, shin beis, shave. Someone told me that. It means to sit. Meaning, we actually don't sit by tekiyas to miyashiv, but like in between, we sit down. Although, there's a story that someone once asked, this Arshalami Bells, about tekeya, who wanted to know the different kavanas. Heilige Kavanis, and he asked the Rebbe, what does it mean, Shin Beis? What should I be Mechavin? So he looked at him, he says, Es meint Shoite, blues, meaning just blow the Tekiyas, don't? The Kavanis Bazunder, maybe the Balmakra has the Kavanis, you have to know what's that bear. B'cholif, and Tekiyas the Miyushiv means before Musaf, and Tekiyas the Umud means when we're standing by davening. It's a Machlekes Rishonim, does it mean standing during Shtila davening, Tefillah Balachash, when everyone's davening B'yechidus, or those that have the meaning that we do the Tekiyas also by Amida, when we're standing by Chazar Sashatz. Actually, the Baal Amor learns Punk Fakert. There's quite a few sheets. Well, a little bit, we'll touch a little bit here, a little bit there. The Baal Amor learns actually that Tekiyas de Miyushiv means when you're sitting by Chazar Sashatz. That's the Iker Tekiyas. Tekiyas de Miyushiv, he didn't have pre-Musaf Tekiyas. He had Tekiyas when you were sitting by Chazar Sashatz. And then the Gemara is asking, Abalama Toikin Kishen Oimdim, when they finished davening and stood up to leave the shul right before they left. There would be one big Teruah Gedoila. And the Gemara was asking, what's that about? And on that, the Gemara answers, Kedela Arbi Vesasotim. Nimtsinu Lemedim, that is a Machlaikis Rishonim. What are the Iker Tekiyas, the Iraisa? Are the Tekiyas, the Miyushiv that we do at the beginning, are they the ones that are not the real ones? They're La Arbi Vesasotim. By the way, Bisograim, Bazundra, I want to be Mazra, what exactly does it mean La Arbi Vesasotim? We'll speak out three, there's more, but we'll speak out three Mahalchim Rashi, Toysis in the Ram. Bazunder, whatever it is, but La Arbi Vesasotan means it's not the Doiraisa, it's a different Indian. We're doing it for a different reason. We're doing it La Arbi Vesasotan. Now again, so according to many Mishainim, the first 30 Tekiyas are La Arbi Vesasotan. Nafkamina Ladina, a person heard the first 30 Tekiyas and had to rush out in an emergency, Satzala, this, that, he's busy all day, Tzorchi, Tzibor. Could he say, oh, Chacha, I was Yaitse the Doiraisa? Possibly not. Because if he had the right Kavanas, he realized that when he made the Bracha, he was making the Bracha, but those first 30 Tekiyas are not the Tekiyas Doiraisa. One could ask, and the Rishonim ask, Hayitachin, you make a bracha, Asher Kitchonu b'mitzvayis v'tzivanu, l'shmaya kol shayfer, and you're not yet as of doing the Iker Tekiyas, Hayitachin. Do we ever find Al Necht von Agans Yor such a concept that you'd make a bracha and then you're not doing it yet? So the emes is toisim sochem daf kufchof. There's a machlekes rishonim on Leila Seder. When we eat the matzah, which kezayis matzah is the ikar doiraisa? Is the first kezayis the ikar and afikoyim is only zecher lekarbon pesach? Or fakert, is it that the ikar kezayis is afikoyim? That's a machlekes rishonim. Amongst the shakel v'tari over there in toisim pesachim kufchof, he asks, how you talking? You make a bracha alachilas matzah? And then you eat it because I eat the matzah. But it's not the ikr. The ikr is not till much later. Where do we see ever such a thing? What, you make a bracha and then you're not doing the... So Tosha says, yeah, on Rosh Hashanah. You make a bracha and we blow the 30 tekiyas kedei la'arbei v'sasoton and we haven't yet, not thinking yet about doing the ikr tekiyas. Lu'umaz and the balamor is fakert. There is no shleishim tekiyas like the balamor before. Either he didn't do 100 or he had 100 a different way. He did a lot of them afterwards. But the him, the umid was later, la'arbei v'sasoton. Now it's interesting, what does it mean, la'arbev esasotan? Rashi says, la'arbev shelo yastin, kishe yishma, she yisrael, mechabe bevenes ha-mitzvahs, mesatet min dvarov. So Rashi learns the sotan gets all sefloigen, he wants to be mastin, he wants to say that we did a virus. He's the kategor, and he suddenly shuts his mouth when he sees that we're mechabe of the mitzvahs. Azayzak Rashi, Toysus Besson brings a pshat, every year Toysus brings this pshat, it's there. Blyb Dirt in the Tosfos, that it's, he thinks Mashiach is coming and he gets mavulbal when he hears those pre-Musaf Tekiyas, he thinks Mashiach is coming, it gets him mavulbal. The Ran, the Emes says a third shot, the Ran says that Soton, La'arviv es ha-Soton, hu ha-Soton, hu ha-Yetzahara. It's L'hachnia es ha-Yetzer. That's what those Tekiyas are for. Like we mentioned from the Rambam, like we mentioned from Rav Sadia going, V'ha'om lo yecharodu, tibi ba'ayur fitshuva, uri yishenim ishinaschem. Interessante ha-Ara. Why do we need extra Tekiyas? Like Rashi, you have to blow extra to show you're doing it for Chavivas. Like Tosfos, you have to blow primus of Tekiyas. Thinks Mashiach is coming. Like the Ran, why can't the Tekiyas of the Daraisa be the Lahachnias HaYetzer? Why does it further, why does it require that there should be Bazundara Tekiyas? Someone told me, Einois and Mitzvahs, Chavilois, Chavilois. Or maybe, if you want, you need an Ernst and Musa say that before Tekiyas. The Tekiyas before the Tekiyas is also, it's, don't just, oh, I'll do it when, Gleich Harayin into the Tekiyas. No, you need, the Musa say, there's a Musa say that before those Tekiyas also. Over the over. Over the Lahachnias Yetzer is Bazundar. I heard once an interesting pshat, the Achroinim say, pshat and Rashi. Rashi says, Shalayastin, when he hears the Yisrael of Machabev and the Mitzvahs, the pshat says, he's coming to be Mastin that they did Averis. He has a long list. But then he sees Machabevin. Why? By doing extra. When you do extra, it advises on Av. Going beyond what you have to do, the letter of the law, doing extra, doing it quickly, doing it before, doing it extra, shows you're doing it me'ava. So the Satan sees we're doing it me'ava. He realizes, we know the Gemara says in Yuma that by tshuva me'ira, zedoinus nasin shagogos. But by tshuva me'ava, zedoinus nasin zechuyos. So it's mesatet in loitanois of dvorov. Fakert, he has the longest of averis, it's going to boomerang, it's going to turn into mitzvahs. Seeing that we're doing it b'chavivus, vises on the that we're doing it me'ava. It's interesting, I had a ha'ara. We said Rav Sadia brings many reasons for Shofar. I wanted to say it's a chiddush in pshat. We know there's a big machalikis rishonim. What is the mitzvah the rice of Shofar? Is the mitzvah kaloshen habracha l'shmoya koil Shofar? You have to hear the sound of the Shofar. And if that's true, then when you're in shul and there's a baal tekeah blowing for 100 people, everyone is doing the mitzvah by himself, by listening. By the way, the Baal Tekeah as well is not blowing. I mean, he is, but that's not the point. He's also hearing the Tekeah. Or no, the mitzvah is litkoya, to blow. It's not the Lashon of the Bracha. But Ha'emes Yoyra Darki, it's a big machlekes Rishonim. Dvarim Mefurashim, in some Rishonim that it's the Shmiyah. Others learn that it's Tekeah. And we're going to speak out now that there's a tzad that it's even both. The Rambam at first learns that it's Shmiyah. The Rambam says a Shofar Gozel is not a problem. Lulav HaGozel is a problem. But a shofar gozel is not a problem because ain b'koil din gezel. The mitzvah is not the shofar, the koil. The koil doesn't have gezel. I was thinking, Ulai, maybe if you want to learn that there's two aspects to the mitzvah, the shmiyah and the tkiyah, maybe it's meshach shaykh to Rav Saad, you're going. Al shmiyah, it's an inyan lo'ayur l'tshuva. But if it's a coronation, that's more appropriate that you're doing a tkiyah, the blowing, l'kover the melech. Then it's more the Maisa Tekiyah, not the Shmiyah. The Shmiyah is more appropriate, the other Pshat. Maybe the says in Rav Saad, you're going Gufis, tell Tzachop, whether the mitzvah is the Shmiyah or Tekiyah. If you do it, the Achroinim ask, if the mitzvah is Shmiyah, why does the Baal Tekiyah have to be a Baruch Yuvah? The Gemara is before in Rosh Hashanah, it's the first Gemara, Mishnah, Gemara. that the Baal Tekeya has to have kavona to be moitzi the shoimim, and he has to be a godol, a bardas. Why? Let the Baal Tekeya be a katon, isha, nachri, koif, a machine that puts ear pressure and makes the sound of the shoifer. From a shoifer, not from a piece of metal, from the shoifer, yeah, not a pipe. From a metal pipe, but from a shoifer, but it's a coil, it's not a coil shoifer. So the London Shinosach is, no, it's not a kol shoifer. The kol shoifer is a shoifer from someone who's a bar chiva that blew. I don't get it exactly, but I don't understand. If the mitzvah is l'shmoya, the coil of a shoifer, who cares? Why is it vichtig, noitig? Who made the sound of the shoifer? Let it be a 10-year-old, let it be anything. Ha'emes is that you can't, but it's a charistikal hara. You could be shemeya without that. Me'idach gisa, there's a big tumult that a lot of the acharonim talk about. If the mitzvah is tekiya, so the baal tekeya was tekeya. But how was everyone else tekeya? How was everyone else yoitz of the mitzvah? How was everyone else yoitzer the mitzvah? The mitzvah is to be tekeya. They weren't tekeya. Mamash apella. Apella otzim. What? You have a pshat. Someone told me shlichus. Shlichus. Someone you could do shlichus. Tefillin could do shlichus. Some people told me shemeya ke'oina. Shemeya ke'oina applies by something of dibor. Shemeya ke'oina by tekeya. It's be'em, it's not bar. I don't exactly know the mechanism, how it works. There's a lot of arichas in the achroinim. Aber Hami is, it's before something that the Baal Tekeya is being moitzi, he's mechavel lehoitzi, he needs to be a bar chiyuva. There's a chiddush nifla in the Minchas Chinuch. He learns that it's both. The mitzvah is shmiya and tekiya. L'mashal, we already said, the Rambam holds mefirsh, it's only shmiya. There's also the Rambam of Gozel. There's also a tshuva sarambam, where the Rambam writes, ha-mitzvah yirak shmiya, the tekiya is a hechsher mitzvah. The hechsher mitzvah. The Minchas Chinuch ad kidekach wants to learn that it's both, so he says a chiddush. We know the Gemara says if you blow shofar in a boyer and you're not really hearing the shofar, you're hearing the koil havara, there's a whole midden that you might not be yoitza. Abulachar, technically, if you blew in a boyer, so you didn't hear the tekiya, but you were tekeya, you didn't, right? You didn't blow that part. I mean, you did, right? You blew it. You were yoitza the tekiya. So lechayra, herzich tzu says the Minchas Chinuch chiddush otzum. What are you left with? Only a chi of shmiya. Listen to a 10-year-old now. How you talking? You could split the two parts of the mitzvah. You could be tekeya without shmiya in a bar, and then bazunder, an hour later, be shemeya from a 10-year-old, and be yitz shmiya. He says, no, avad, you have to do both at the same time. But you have to know, what would be the taich? What would be the taich of a zazach? What? It's not so poshut, by the way, if a cherish could blow. The emes is, if you learn the mitzvah is only tekiya, then l'chayr a cherish could blow. If you learn the mitzvah is only shmiya, there's no inyan for a cherish to blow b'chlal. But if you learn the mitzvah is only tekiya, technically a cherish could even be mitzi others. Technically. Someone will tell him if it came out good. What? Why is it not a bar chiyuva? No, a cherish is not a cherish that is a bardas. Not yen a cherish. As mentioned already, be'emes in the Torah, it only says you have to do a trua. The makar that we have to sandwich them into two tekiyas is from a gzeir shava, from yoivol. And we have a triple identity issue about what a trua is. Shvarim, shvarim trua, or trua. We do all three. We multiply all three by malchus, shvarim, and shvarim. And we do it again by tefillah, and we do it before, and somehow we get to 100 tekiyas. Tosfos Barichas talks about it in the Halacha Gimel, but I want to speak about an interesting ha'ara. What is a tekiya? Dahainu, a tekiya is the long ones, shvarim are the medium-sized ones, and trua are the little ones, yeah, the little guys. Now, a trua is mamish little beeps, yeah? We call those little beeps, we call them Turmitin. That's what the Lashon of the Rishonim, the Paiskim, the Shulchan Aruch calls it Turmitin. Now, how long is a tekiya? Not 7 seconds, yeah, it's a lot shorter. And it's unclear exactly how long does a tekiya have to be that it now is defined as a tekiya, as opposed to, is it a short tekiya or a long shever? Where's the cutoff line? What's called a tekiya, what's called a trua, what's called a shever? Now, the emes is, it's the shever that's causing problems, because, I mean, trua is like very, very short and tekiya is like longer. But we have this medium-sized one. It's very unclear. He has an identity crisis. When is he called a short tekiya, and when is it called a shever? And it's a problem if it's a tekiya. You can't blow tekiya, 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 and then trua. Yeah, you got to blow tekiya and then three shvarim. What defines something as a shever? Now the emes is it's a big machlokes rishonim, and many rishonim hold that a shever is a broken sound. The hutu, different ways of doing it, but it's broken. And according to those rishonim, we solved our identity crisis because shvarim are broken sounds. But if we'll go that shvarim are also flat, straight sounds. So what? When is it a tekiya? When is it a trua? When is it a shvarim? Now the ma'is is like this. The Gemara says, "Machlokes rishonim." I learned the Gemara a little bit, just the tzuras advarim. The Gemara says a tekiya is the size of a trua. Now what's a trua? Machlokes rishonim. According to many rishonim, Tosfos and many rishonim, and that's how Klal Yisrael basically paskins, a trua is a minimum of 9. Turmita. Nine little guys, nine little ones. Minimum. There's no maximum, you can do as many as you want. But minimum of nine. In which case, a trua has to be a minimum of nine. Certainly by Tarat, the tekiah has to be at least nine. And then, you go into an interesting shaila. If a tekiah is nine, that means anything less than nine can be called a shever. But l'umas de Rashi, Rashi learns that a trua, the etzem just needs three. Tutata. That's it, that's a trua. Tutata. You can do 52 of them, I don't care. But the minimum is three. Well, that's what a tekiah is. And a tekiah by Tarat, according to Rashi, is very short. Now again, you can do as many tarats as you want. You can do 52 tormitim. And then your tekiah could also be as long as you want. And it's actually interesting, machlokes, because there's a big chumra. Not everyone holds like that. Is it personal? Meaning, if you have a specific baal tekiah that punked by that sidra did a trua with 42, is it true that his tekiah, the tekiah lefanim and the tekiah akrab, also has to be chach as long as the trua that he did? Or no? A big tumult of the pricing. Machlal, we reckon with that. If it's practical, meaning you did a very long trua, first of all, very long can mean you did a whole bunch of them, 42 of them instead of 9. Or also, Bechlal, I mean, how big is a tournament? I know that Rabbi Rafael Shmulevitz Zatzal made recordings of many Baal Tekeyas and put it on slow motion and came out with a whole cheshbon. He came out that every tournament is 0.12 of a second. Now, what if you did a little bit longer than that? Yours were 0.3 of a second, and then you did a whole bunch of those, and then it really, does your true affect what your actual tekiyah lefanav and l'achav has to be? Other yad name. But here's the chapter. According to Rashi, a tekiyah be'etzem is just the size of three little termitim. That affects what a shever is. According to Rashi, shvarim have to be very short. Straight out to the point. According to Rashi, each shever of the shvarim has to be less than three termitim. Now, for hundreds of years, Klal Yisrael had this problem that they said, we can't be yoytze both. And it's physically not possible. I give you a challenge. Can you blow shvarim that are going to also be each shever less than three? Because that's what you need according to Rashi. The minute they're more than three, you just did a whole bunch of tekiyas. And at the same time, each shever should be more than three. Because according to Tosis, fakert, each shever has to be more than three. So what Klal Yisrael did is that they blew longer shvarim during davening, broken ones, straight ones, longer ones. After davening, they did Rashi bazunder. When you do Rashi bazunder, by the way, you do tashrat and tashat again. There's no reason to do tarats again. Because the tarats, I don't care if you did a whole bunch of them. Reb Chaim Brisker had a meir de ka'einfal, a chiddush. And he said the following. He said, it's possible to be Yotzer Rashi and Tosis at the same time. Because, yes, according to Rashi, insisting, each shever must be less than three. Tormitim. You have to know Gnoi what a tormit is. And your shever, each one of them better be less than three. If it's more than three, it's already tekiyas. It's not shvarim. According to Tosis, says Reb Chaim, it's not a thing that each shever has to be more than three. It's that the sachakal of all your three shvarim should add up more than nine. Because it's got to be the size of a tekiyah. So there's a simple solution. Blow four shvarim, four little ones, four Rashi dikas shvarim, and then you go to everyone because, like Rashi, your shvarim carefully, scrupulously were less than three, and like Tosis, the sachakal of your shvarim were more than nine. That was the chiddush of Reb Chaim. There's another interesting chiddush from Rav Meshulam Igra. He said a meir dika chiddush, an einfal. He's talking lo yitzur. You have someone who mamish. There's a gzeiras melech, and you're not allowed to blow, and the serious nefesh mamash, you're blowing, and you want to know, or it's very close to shkia, or whatever the kimta is, or it's a riddle. What's the minimal amount you can blow? Now the emes is, let's be makadim, that the rishonim be'emes ask, why do we have to do tashrat, tashat, and tarat? Hare, we just have a suffix. If it's the emes terua of the Torah, is a shvarim terua, a trua, or a shvarim? So blow tashrat. And then have in mind, t'nai, or just have in mind, that the tekiyah achrayin of tashrat, if the emes is that, the emes of Torah, that when it says trua, it means shvarim trua, so you did, you're tashrat. If the emes is that's not what's needed, so you haven't done anything yet, let the tekiyah achrayin of the tashrat be the tekiyah rishayin of your tashat, and then right away do tashrat, and then just do shat, shin, shvarim, tekiyah, and again have in mind, if tashat is the emes, I just did it. And if it's not the emes, so let the tekiyah achrayin of the tashat be the tekiyah of the tarat. Then we try to explain that no, that the etzem we want to do all three kinds. There's a mesayra, we want to do all three kinds. But Rav Meshulam Igra had an einfal still. He said you can still do. He said like this. He says the size of a shever, being very careful that it's not as big as a tekiyah, gufa depends if you're doing tashrat, tashat, or tarat. In a tarat, especially like Rashi, a tekiyah is very short. Three little termitim is ready tekiyah. In tashat, even if you're doing little ones, it's still about eight and a half. And when you're doing tashrat, then the tekiyah is the size of the entire shvarim trua. Then the tekiyah can even be longer. So he has an einfal. He says, you can do a tekiyah, Then do a funny kind of a shvarim truah. When you do the shvarim, do three little ones, and the fourth one do quite big, do 11 per mitin. If the emes is tashrat, so even that 11 per mitzvah shever is still part of a shvarim. If tashat is the emes, then that last fourth shever is ready big enough to be a tkiah for the tashat and big enough for the tarat. So that's his einfal, how you're able to pull off the tashrat based on that mitzvah. This year, the Erev Tov of Rosh Hashanah is Shabbos, and on Shabbos, Chazal made a gezerah. Shemi Yavirena Arba Amesa. There's no tkiyah. They were oiker. The tkiyah is deraisa. The second day is not a deraisa. It's only the rabbanon. Aberchotchmi the rabbanon. We have tkiyahs, at least in most places. If you're in Japan, then you have a problem because there's a machloikis when Shabbos is, and maybe you'll have no tkiyahs. How you talking? Is it possible for someone to be machmir that both days are Shabbos and they're not to tkiyahs at all? Would the suffix deraisa of the rabbanon the kedin of Yom Tov Sheni be doicha the suffix that maybe it's Shabbos? Yesh Lodin Bazet, or just don't go to. If you're a Chazanishnik, you have a Messiah or Klor, which day is, it's fakest. Then you know when it is. There's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that says, Omer Rav Yitzchak, Kol Shono Sherosha Bitchiloso Mis Asheres Basoifa. The Gemara is Mavur that if you don't blow Shofar, I'm sorry, the Gemara before. Kol Shana She'ain, sorry, the Gemara before. I'm Rav Yitzchak. Kol Shana She'ain Toikin Lo B'Tchiloso. Meirian Lo B'Saifa. My Taima. Oh, it's a Hemshech of the Gemara. My Taima De Lo Ye'arbev Satan. You didn't do the Arbev Satan. First in the Gemara, that's the Nakuti. You didn't do the Arbev Satan. A year that you didn't have Tkiyas, you didn't do the Arbev Satan, it's going to be very Schlecht. L'chayra, on a year that we have Shabbos, we don't have Tkiyas. So Toshis brings from the Bahag. Lav the Mikla B'Shabso. Eladis Yaladun. So the Gemara is not referring to when Rosh Hashanah is Chal on Shabbos. When Rosh Hashanah is Chal on Shabbos, Chazal taking a rise. There's a famous shtickel from the Minchas Oni. The Minchas Oni is the Bikur Yankov, the Orachal Ner, actually. The Orachal Ner, right, his farm on Shas is Orachal Ner. On Halachis, it's Bikur Yankov. On Chumash, he has a sefer called Minchas Oni. In the sefer Minchas Oni from Rav Ettinger, the Orachal Ner, in Minchas Oni in Parshas Hazinu, he writes something fascinating. He says, no, it's true. Kol Shana She'en Toikin LaBetchilosa Mirian LaBesoifa, on a year that Rosh Hashanah is Chal on Shabbos, it's going to be Shreklach. And he brings quite a few dugmois in history where Shreklach things happen to Klal Yisrael. Shreklach things happen to Klal Yisrael. Various korbonis and pogromim and really Shreklach things. And he documents that they happened on a year that Rosh Hashanah was Chal on Shabbos. L'umazeh, he brings, historically, a few events. Meiridike, Gevaldike, Starke, Simchadike events. I think it's Binyan Beis HaMikdash and Churban Beis HaMikdash and various other things over the history that it was good things. So he says it's a stira. He says, no, it's a ventzach. Hare, the reason why, there's a few nischoizah, but let's say, Baha'i Lishna, the reason why Chazal were so worried that you shouldn't blow shofar on Shabbos because they were worried about one year, Umay Shemi Aviranu. I mean, it depends how you take Shabbos seriously. If Shabbos is Azoi, anyways, Klal Yisrael is not so berum malosim that they're dealing with it, then maybe they shouldn't have been mevater on that. So Akapanami says it's ventzach on that. When Shabbos was berumoy, then the fact that we don't blow on Shabbos, that's gufa malchias, that's gufa ma'arbiv satan, that's gufa poils what it has to poil. When Shabbos is not the asdarf design, so then also the then it's takim mirin labesayf. So that's how he reconciles that. We have here the days of Rosh Hashanah. I think we mentioned the Maharil paskins that one should not be makabel Rosh Hashanah early, a few minutes early, because you're taking away from the Yemei Ratzon of Elul and you're bringing in Din, you're being mocked in Din. Hare Yemei Elul is Ratzon. Yemei Tishrei is Din. I saw in the Sfarim it brought down, Mamish, when it's Leil Rosh Hashanah and Bein HaShemoshes and we're exiting Elul and entering Tishrei, it's Ratzon and Din Biyachad. Ratzon and Din is Gematria Kodesh. It's a Yon Kodesh. Ratzon and Din, Sezam and the Gematria, is Kaddish. But the Maril says you shouldn't even make Rosh Hashanah earlier. We want to chap around a last few minutes of what Elul is supposed to give us. I mean, it's about the truth. If you're davening Mincha like a few minutes before Shkia and you're saying Baruch Aleinu Es Hashanah Hazois, you're referring to Hakas still to Tavshin Pei Gimel. You're referring Vos Mekanarayin Chapin a few minutes. And then about the once it becomes Rosh Hashanah, then it's Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, we want L'Roish, V'loy L'Zonav, L'Roish, the Sfarim say, is L'Asois Ritzoyin Avinu Shebashamayim. That's what we want. That's what we want from Rosh Hashanah. The Bnei Sasra brings that Rosh Hashanah is Gematria 861. 86 is Alikim, is Midas Hadin. 10 times Midas Hadin. That's 860. Rosh Hashanah is one more, with the Aleph, with Aluf Shel Olam. The Gemara says, when you don't blow, then it's Rosh. Then it's Rosh without an Aleph. That's the difference. Rosh Hashanah without the extra Aleph, that's 860. That's the Spitz ultimate Shlemus of Midas Hadin, 10 times Midas Hadin Alikim. But when you add the Aluf Shel Olam, that's what the Shofar does, that you add, you machnes the Aluf Shel Olam, you machnes the Aleph, then it's 861, then it's Misgaber. Then it's Misgaber on those 10 dargis of Midas Hadin. I saw in a few Sfarim it's bringing down the idea, the Shofar, we said various reasons already, but the Shofar by Yerichoy was Matil v'mechitzois. We say Lamanatzeach 7 times before Shofar, each time it's supposed to be Shofar v'mechitza. The Sfarim explained that b'emes it's not mechitzois. We think there are mechitzas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Koroiv Hashem l'chol koirov, l'chol asher yikru b'emes, b'emes b'emes b'ficho v'vofcho, koriv v'lech adover, ma'oid, ma'oid, b'ficho v'vofcho l'asoysoy. It's right there, and it's tak of the whole year, it's right there. Nor there's this hargosha, there are mechitzos. The shofar is trua, it's shofar the mechitzas that are mafsik, the shofar is meroi'eya, those mechitzas. And then we take a close to Hashem. The emes is, that's what the shofar does. It's mefirsh a gemara. The gemara says that you're not supposed to use a shofar of a parah. You're not supposed to use with gold. The gemara says, because ein kateger nasa saneger. The gemara then brings that the Kohen Gadol would use gold on Yom Kippur. And the gemara says, yeah, but only outside. In the inside, when it's lefnai v'lefnim, it was without zahav. In fact, the gemara, by shofar yamachmir, even when it's not inside. Says the Gemara, no. Kiven de lezikaron hu kibifnim dom yatifa kabbalistic Gemara lechayra. Then when we blow shofar, we're going inside the Kodesh Kadoshim. This farm explained when you daven, you're going into the Kodesh Kadoshim. So then you're piling ois that you're oimid lefnei Hashem. I want to say efshar deher. I remember once the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal Rav Nosson Tzvi spoke Musaf before Musaf by Rosh Hashanah, and he spoke out the Nakuda, and he said. He brought the Briskerov. The Briskerov says that Adam Arishain originally was only Mechasa Erva, and then he hears Ruach Elikim B'Soy Chagan, and he realizes that Hashem is there. He has to clothe himself totally. The Briskerov in Chumash, in Parshas Bereishis, explains that the Rosh Hashiva brought this Briskerov that in the beginning Adam Arishain was the beginning of Kriyashma. Kriyashma, you just have to be Mechasa Erva. But then it already became the Darg of Oymid Lefnei Hashem. Then already you need to be totally Mechasa. He said a chiddush. He said, and the Briskerov said, this kriyashma and tefillah. Tefillah is oymid lefnei Hashem. Rosh Hashiva said, on Rosh Hashanah, the whole time is this bechin of oymid lefnei Hashem. I wasn't exactly understanding what it's taka maisa tefillah the whole day. What exactly does it mean? Is the emes is, there are mekoyrus and rishonim, that shofar is a tefillah. There's a lot. It's a bechi, and it's ma'ir fachuv, it's all these different things, and it's a mitzvah sasa deraisa with the gedorim. But there's also the nekuda that it's a maisa tefillah. It's a bazundara kind of tefillah. A tefillah that's boikeya. From the lave, the Baltikeya Mamish with his whole, you have the blows, yeah, show you the blues, yeah, Mamish, from your whole pneumius, a bazundara blowing, your Mamish take out. I mean, if you know what you're doing, there's, I don't know, they're not Mamish, if you're blowing too hard, something's wrong, but there's a gewisse immunity, you're taking out Mamish from Vayipach Ba'apav, you're taking from your pneumius, and it's a Maisa Tefillah. Oy, but there's a Gachmaridik, Tefillah, Zok the Briskerov is Oymid Lefnei Hashem. The Maisa Tefillah of Shofar also. Is that Bechina? When you're blowing, it's Kizikaron Kilefnim Dami, because by the Tefillah of Shofar, we're also that Bechina of Oymed Lefnei Hashem. Everyone knows that there's a big stira in Rosh Hashanah. On one hand, it's a Pachad, Eima, a Melech, that's Goyzer, Miyichia, Miyomus. And on the other hand, there are Rishonim that hold, it's a whole Siman in Shulchan Aruch also, that you're supposed to fast on Rosh Hashanah. There's a big Arichas in the Shagas Ari about it. But Maisa, most of Klai Yisrael, Kaponim, Paschas that we do eat, Ichlu Lach Mechem B'Simcha. How do we balance, juggle, work out this idea that on one hand it's Mamash HaPachat Ve'Emo of Yom Adin, and there's various Pshatim. I think last week we spoke that if you're part of a Klal, right, Smechem, the Lashon of the Torah is Smechem Uvetuchim Shakodesh Baruch Hu Oyselohem Neis, as a Tzibur, as a Klal, We're besimcha. Every yochid has to be bepachad. There are various other mahalchim. Efshar atayich, amar de gazach. It's a melech. It's a melech kel ram v'nisa. That's mamish b'pachad that he can be goyzer on us chayim v'movis. Melech, but it's also avinu. You're the ben of the melech. That's the chap. Avinu, malkeinu. Avinu. Yes, we chap a pachad and a tzitter that it's the melech. But then we chap, right? We're not stam an outsider here. We're the ben of the melech. When you chap that the malkeinu was avinu, that knech is what balances. That you balance the pachad of the gzeres melech with the yomedim. But you have to realize you're going to the melech. There's the famous story, I think, with Rabbi Aaron Mikarlin, I think they say from him, that by one day by Rosh Hashanah the chazan said hamelech by the beginning by after pesukah de zimra, and he chalished, and they woke him up and he asked what happened. He said der monzach the gemara in gittin that Rabbi Yochanan Metzake goes out to meet the general, and he calls him melech. He says, if I was a melech, why didn't you come until now? It turned out the emperor had just died. He became the melech. That's the shat of Atari there. But this was the nekud. He says, imalkano ad hochi lo yasine. If I'm the melech, why didn't you come until now? So you chap tzach tzitter. You're saying, hamelech, where were you until now? You have to chap a pachad from the melech. But to realize, though, the balance, that it's avinu and it's malkenu. So one more nekuda, in davening on Rosh Hashanah, we say, on Yom Neiroim, interesting, in the Chazar Sashat, it's one of the piyutim we say right before Kedusha, Odom, Yesoi Dei Mei Ofar, Vesoi Fai La Ofar, right? That's, and in between, there's a 70, 80, 100 years, but Yesoi Dei Mei Ofar, Vesoi Fai La Ofar, and then the piyut continues, Benafsha Yovi Lachma, you know, Parnosa, Benafsha Yovi Lachma, Fetra B'Kiveger, it's not in order. You saw him offer, the soifil offer, you already buried him, it's over. It's a grubbin. Why are you mentioning now, benafsha yovi lachmai, shine tight? So he says, no, efsher, benafsha yovi lachmai is referring to nahamo de kisufa. We know there's a concept in the Zohar, and it's bechlal, what this whole Olam Haz is about. The Eberster is a native, he could just give us that tova right away. The mahalach is, we have to earn it. It shouldn't be Nama de Kisufa. The Velt asks, let it not be Nama de Kisufa. It doesn't work like that. Even the Beshefa can't do that. It has to be that we have to earn the Nama. And Benafsha Yovi Lachma is not Stam Broit. It's talking about the Nama de Kisufa. We have to realize as we're going through life, it should be as, and every year we should steig. It shouldn't be the same thing as the year before. It should be that we should talk and be able to be Yovi Lachma, the schus of being Oymid Lifnei Hashem and coming close to the Beshefa. And we should all be zoicha to take a kirvas Hashem li toiv and a good gebench to yor, a ksiva vechasima toiva. Emerz Hashem next year, on Thursday, when is it? Vav Tishrei, regular time, there will be a shir. It's Parshas Shabbos Hazinu, Shabbos Shuvah, Mistamba will be in Yoni Yom Kippur. Mistamba, but Be'ezer Hashem b'li nedev, it's Zayna.